Drive up to the Clos du Bois Winery in Geyserville on any given day, and as you park opposite the tasting room, you might spot a motorcycle attached by a cord to a 4-foot-high metal post. The post is one of the winery's new electric vehicle charging stations.
The great thing about this is it is connected to what they call the charge point network. That network allows people to actually reserve these prior to showing up.
Chase Cambron is the vice president of operations at the winery and the owner of the motorcycle. He spearheaded the initiative to bring the chargers to the winery. They chose to be part of the charge point network, which helps drivers find chargers and monitor their batteries through a website or their smartphones.
I had a person in the tasting room the other day actually looking at their charge going, well, it's about 50%, so I guess we got to stay a little longer.
Clos du Bois is one of the few dozen businesses in the region who've brought charging stations to their parking lots. As gasoline prices hover near $4 a gallon and threaten to go higher, drivers want to cut fuel costs. Cambron estimates that, with his electric motorcycle, he cuts the energy costs of his daily commute from about $8 in his car to about 20 cents. For drivers who are also concerned about greenhouse gas emissions, electric vehicles can be an attractive option.
You know, probably 90% of charging happens either at home or maybe at work.
Mark Geller is the director of Plug In America, an advocacy group for electric vehicles.
But public charging infrastructure is very useful for the occasional case where you need a bit of charge to go further in a day than the car's range. Certainly the government has decided that one of the areas that they want to support is public charging infrastructure. And there are many private businesses that recognize the benefit of offering public charging infrastructure.
At some charging stations, the consumer pays directly for the electricity. At others, it is supported by advertising.
The business might decide the cost is reasonable, just as Starbucks offers Wi-Fi for free. That's an option.
That's the model that both Clos du Bois and Santa Rosa's community market have adopted. At each location, the cost of the electricity is offset with power generated by the business's solar panels. Here's Nika Poznanovich of Community Market.
Part of the solar panel package was to get an electric vehicle charging station. I mean, it was built right into what we were doing. They came, they did all the work. They told us where the power lines needed to go. They did all of the work. We flicked it on and you can plug your car into it.
In all, Cambron also says it was pretty easy. Buying and installing the equipment cost about $16,000 total. Unlike the purchase of his electric motorcycle, there was no grant or rebate from the government. The lack of congressional support is a point of frustration for groups like Plug In America.
So there had been a 30% tax credit, federal tax credit, for the installation of public charging infrastructure or any charging infrastructure. They have disappeared, and the dysfunction in Congress has prevented them from being reenacted. We've been working in Washington to try and get that reenacted, but it's getting pretty late in the session.
Governmental dysfunction aside, the charging station is working fine, and the winery has been pleased with it.
We've had about 8 visitors so far since March, and they are free, and it's so far so good.
I'm Danielle Venton for KRCB's North Bay Report.